அஜானஞ்சனாசலாகயா சக்ஷூன்மிலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீகுருவே நமஹ. ஸ்ரீசைதன்யமனோபீஷ்டம் ஸ்தாபிதம் யேன பூதலே ஸ்வயம் ரூபகதாமயம் ததாதி ஸ்வாபதந்திகம். வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரு ஸ்ரீயுதா பரகமலம் ஸ்ரீகுருன் வைஷ்ணவம்ச ஸ்ரீரூபம் சாகஜாதம் சஹகனா ரகநதம் விதம் தம் சஜீவம் சர்வேதம் சாவதூத பிரச்சனசைதம் கிருஷ்ணசைதன்ய தேவம் ஸ்ரீராதா கிருஷ்ணபதம் சஹகனா லலிதா ஸ்ரீவசகம் விதம்ச. ஹே கிருஷ்ண கருண சிந்து தீனா பந்து ஜகத்பதே கோபேஷா கோபிகா கஞ்சா ராதா கஞ்சன நமோஸ்துதே தப்த கஞ்சன கௌரங்கே ராதே விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி விஷ்வபானுசுத தேவி பிரணமாமி ஹரி பிரியே வஞ்சாகல்பத்ருப்யஶ்ச கிருபசிந்துப்யஏவ ச பதிதநாம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நமஃ. நமோ மகாவரண்யாய கிருஷ்ண பிரேம பதாயதே கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய நாம்னே கௌரதிசே நம. ஜய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நிச்சானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர ஸ்ரீவசதி கௌர பக்தவிருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ரீடிங் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் கேன்டோ 8 சாப்டர் 7 டெக்ஸ்ட் நம்பர் 24. யே ட்வாத்மா ராமா குருபே ரிதி. கரெக்ட். Oh, 24. Please excuse. How did I get that sloka? 32, 27, 6, 5, 24. ம் பரமம் கூயம் சதசாவம் நானசக்திவிபாச்சம் ஆத்மா ஜகதீஸ்வர ம் பிரம பரமம் கூயம் சதசாவம் ம் ஆத்மா ஜகதீஸ்வர ம் பிரம பரமம் கூயம் சதசாவம் ஆத்மா ஜகதீஸ்வர. Swam, your lordship. Brahma, impersonal Brahman. Paramam, supreme. Guhyam, confidential. Sadasat Bhava Bhavanam, the cause of varieties of creation, its cause and effect. Nana Shakti B, with varieties of potencies. Abhataha, manifest. Twam, you are. Atma, the Supersoul. Jagat Ishvara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation: you are the cause of all causes, the self-effulgent, inconceivable, impersonal Brahman, which is originally Parabrahman. You manifest various potencies in this cosmic manifestation. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This prayer is offered to the impersonal Brahman, which consists of the effulgent rays of Parabrahman. Parabrahman is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitam Paramam Bhavam, Bhagavad Gita 10.12. When Lord Shiva is worshipped as Parabrahman, the worship is meant for Lord Vishnu. End of purport. Okay. So today is a special day. And that is, it is the appearance day of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So, you can give me a second. Compilation. This song. So we'll sing a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of course. I'm sure you all know this song better than me. Oh, hey, Vaishnava Thakura, Doya Sagara, Edase Karuna Kori. Oh, hey, Vaishnava Thakura, Doya Sagara, Edase Karuna Kori. Oh, hey, Vaishnava Thakura, Doyara Sagara, Edase Karuna Kori. Oh, hey, Vaishnava Thakura, Doya Sagara, Edase Karuna Kori. Diya Pada Chaya, Chodohe Amaya, Tomara Charana Dori. Diya Pada Chaya, Chodohe Amaya, Tomara Charana Dori. Diya Pada Chaya, Chodohe Amaya, Tomara Charana Dori. Chodohe Amaya, Tomara Charana Dori. Chaya Bega Domi, Chaya Dosha Sodi, Chaya Guna Deho Dase. Chaya Bega Domi, Chaya Dosha Sodi, Chaya Guna Deho Dase. Chaya Bega Domi, Chaya Dosha Sodi, Chaya Guna Deho Dase.
Chaya Begadami, Chaya Jashasodi, Chaya Gunadehodase. Chaya Satsanga, Deho He Amare, Bosechi Sangera Ase. Chaya Satsanga, Deho He Amare, Bosechi Sangera Ase. Chaya Satsanga Deho He Amare Bosechi Sangera Ase. Chaya Satsanga Deho He Amare Bosechi Sangera Ase. Ekaki Amara Nahi Paya Bala Hari Nama Sankirtane. 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 Tumi Kripa Kori Shraddha Bindu Diya Deho Krishna Nama Dane. Tumi Kripa Kori Shraddha Bindu Diya Deho Krishna Nama Dane. Tumi Kripa Kori Shraddha Bindu Diya Deho Krishna Nama Dane. Krishna se tomara, Krishna dite paro, tamara shakati ajde. Krishna se tomara, Krishna dite paro, tamara shakati ajde. Krishna se tomara, Krishna dite paro, tamara shakati ajde. Krishna se tomara, Krishna dite paro, tamara shakati ache. Ami tu kangala, Krishna Krishna boli, daya taba pache pache. Ami tu kangala, Krishna Krishna boli, daya taba pache pache. Ami tu kangala, Krishna Krishna boli, daya tabe pache pache.
Ami tu kangala,
Krishna Krishna boli, pache pache. Ohe Vaishnava takora, daya rasagara, eda se karuna kori. Ohe Vaishnava Thakura, Daya Rasa Dara, Eda Se Karuna. Ohe Vaishnava Thakura, Daya Rasa Dara, Eda Se Karuna Kori. Ohe Vaishnava Thakura. Diya pada chaya, sodo he amaya, tomara charana dori. Diya pada chaya, sodo he amaya, charana dori. Diya pada chaya, sodo he amaya, tomara charana dori. Oh, hey, Vaishnava Thakur, Vaishnava. Bhattako, Vaishnava Bhattako, Jaya Vaishnava Bhattako. Jaya Vaishnava Bhattako, Vaishnava Bhattako, Vaishnava Bhattako, Jaya Vaishnava Bhattako. Jaya Bhakti Vinod, Jaya Bhakti Vinod, Bhakti Vinod, Jaya Bhakti Vinod. Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki, Jaya Vaishnava Thakur ki. O Venerable Vaishnava, O Ocean of Mercy, be merciful unto your servant. Give me the shade of your lotus feet and purify me. I hold on to your lotus feet. Teach me to control my six passions. Rectify my six faults. Bestow upon me the six qualities and offer unto me the six kinds of holy association. I do not find the strength to carry on alone the sankirtan of the holy name of Hari. Please bless me by giving me just one drop of faith with which to obtain the great treasure of the holy name of Krishna. Krishna is yours. You have the power to give him to me. I'm simply running behind you shouting, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So, in introduction. So today, I will read something written by one of my god brothers, which was the introduction to the songbook by Achyutananda Swami. He had written a glimpse into the life of Thakur Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's only short. No, it's not very. Everything else written about Bhaktivinoda Thakur is quite long and detailed. We'll just have just a glimpse. Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is very, very important. You may not know it, but those of us in this ISKCON society, we are known as the followers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Just like there's those who follow Rupa Goswami. What do they call those? The Rupanugas. Right, so those who follow Bhaktivinoda Thakur are called the Bhaktivinoda Dvara. Those who are following in the line of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we are actually the followers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. There was many followers of Lord Chaitanya. We know that there's different lines coming down from Lord Chaitanya. But specifically, we are the followers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And we hear something, just only something. Actually, it is unlimited, the amount of things that Bhaktivinoda Thakur did. And the immense importance of what he did would take a very, very long time to discuss it and appreciate it and glorify Bhaktivinoda Thakur properly. To properly glorify him would take a long time. Actually, you probably couldn't. It would probably take forever because of what he has done. We should at least appreciate it, something. So I'll just read something written by Achyutananda and discuss it a little bit. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur led a life of incessant labor. and activity for Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He effected such immense good in the world that his work is only to be compared with the unbounded works of Sri Chaitanya himself and the Goswamis. It was the spiritual attempts and divine writing of this individual that turned the scale and led the intelligent and educated community to believe in the noble precepts and teachings of Lord Chaitanya. If we look back over one century, about 150 years now, we cannot but be astonished to find how degraded was the condition of the Vaishnava faith, which had its pure origin in the deep and majestic spiritual philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even vastly learned pundits could not fathom the super excellent precepts of Lord Chaitanya's philosophy, yet due to incredulity born of the ignorance of uncalculated men, the Vaishnava faith had been degraded and was considered a beggar's excuse for living at the expense of society. It was by sheer love for the Godhead that Thakur Bhaktivinoda expounded the deep philosophy which had remained concealed in the pages of the Vedas, the Upanishads, the Puranas, and the Bhagavatam. By his action toward divine service, and also by his words, set in simple language to be easily understood by readers in general, he has given this philosophy to the world. It is his writings and his divine, unparalleled character that have helped to produce a class of educated and enlightened men who are now proud of their Vaishnava faith and of their acquisition of the spiritual knowledge of the pure and sublime philosophy of Krishna, on which the stern teachings of Sri Chaitanya are based. So, at the time when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was born, he took his birth in Bengal, and Bengal was mostly people who worship goddess Kali. Kali Puja was most popular there, and they are all non-veg. They're mostly all non-veg, and they engage in drinking and smoking also. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's a very amazing personality. Even though he's a Nitya Siddha, he's an eternally liberated soul, still he took his birth in such a situation which normally eternally liberated souls do not take their birth in. And that is that his family were also like that. They're not, you know, they were also involved in the worship of Kali, and eating meat and drinking. So he is also sometimes compared with Prahlad Maharaj, because he is born in a family of those persons. But he's a Nitya Siddha. Though we usually hear that Nitya Siddhas like Srila Prabhupada or Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati or other great Nitya Siddhas are born in families of pure devotees. So it's not usual for this. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur is such a person. And he was born in his grandfather's house or his uncle's house in Bengal. And he was brought up there. And then he went to live in Calcutta. I won't go into all the details. But the essence is that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, even though he's born into this situation, as soon as he comes in contact with Krishna consciousness, immediately his pure Krishna consciousness is awakened. This is a Nitya Siddha. A Nitya Siddha immediately awakens in coming in contact with Krishna consciousness, and his pure attachment for Krishna is manifested. Therefore, we can understand that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has come here for this particular service to Lord Chaitanya. And he was an educated person, and he very much liked Lord Chaitanya, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And he struggled very hard to find any books about Lord Chaitanya. Even it was not possible to get Chaitanya Charitamrita, he had to struggle to find a copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And other books like Chaitanya Bhagavat, all these books. And the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were not considered very educated at all. They were considered very sentimental. You know, you might compare them today to those people who sing Bhajan Nitai Go, like that. Nitai Go, Radhe Shyam, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Ramalada. Like this. So there were many. There were many like that at that time who were considered to be the followers of Lord Chaitanya, but they were very misbehaved. And they were not so educated. They were just using this for begging. There was, of course, some who were strictly following, but they were so rare. It was very difficult to find them. It was very difficult to find pure devotees, followers of Lord Chaitanya. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was very much interested in these things. And he sought out such devotees. He was engaged in government service, and he was always trying to get a job close to Nabadweep. And eventually he said he would just resign from his job. So they gave him a job in Krishnanagar, which he was very happy to get. And in that way he began visiting Nabadweep and making all sorts of inquiries as to where was the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. Because, and he did thorough study also of the scriptures, shastras, because it's described where Nabadweep is. It's on a certain bank of the Ganges. And so he made many inquiries. And of course the local people of Nabadweep were all telling him, this is the place, this is where Lord Chaitanya was born, here. And therefore there was a lot of disagreements. Don't think disagreement is new. There was a lot of disagreements. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a disagreement with his own Diksha Guru. Because he wanted a Diksha Guru, you see, in the line of Lord Chaitanya, like that. But he could not find a Diksha Guru. You may say, who shall I accept as a Guru? Bhaktivinoda Thakur also was thinking like that. Who will I accept? So he prayed to Lord Chaitanya. That's the answer. If you want to know, then you pray to Lord Chaitanya. Please help me. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he prayed to Lord Chaitanya to please give him a Diksha Guru. So in his meditation, Lord Chaitanya instructed him, you take initiation from one devotee who is coming in the line of Nityananda. His name was Bipin Bihari Goswami, isn't it? And so Bhaktivinoda Thakur took initiation from that Jati Gosai. They are in the Nityananda Vamsa. Because that is what Lord Chaitanya said to do. He told him to take initiation from that person. So he was initiated by that person. And that particular devotee also, he was also saying that the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya was Nabadweep. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was reading the Shastra, he read different. It said differently. It said it was in a different place. So he made many inquiries. He researched. He looked at old maps. He looked at some old maps. And on one old map, he found the name of Sri Mayapur. But that Mayapur was on the opposite bank of the Ganges. Many people in his inquiries, they said, oh, the Ganges had moved. The Ganges had moved and that place is finished. It is lost under the movement of the Ganga. But he didn't accept it. He didn't accept it. He kept inquiring and eventually he found a group of devotees who were worshipping a particular place and they were saying that is the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. So he went there to that place, that is Sri Mayapur. And from his study and everything, he recognized and he established this place as the genuine birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, Mayapur, where we have our ISKCON. He has established this place. We should understand, without him, you wouldn't even know where it was. And he had association with such a nice devotees. Therefore, on our parampara, we see that before Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Jagannath Das Babaji. This is the Shiksha Parampara. Shiksha Parampara. That these are the liberated devotees in a line coming from Lord Chaitanya. Not all of the devotees are put there. And they won't, in the future, they won't be put either. There may be so many, but this is the Shiksha line. This is more important. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, the Shiksha is more important. You should understand it, what it means. Just like we are also reading book of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We are also reading his book. So we're getting Shiksha from him. And when you're reading Prabhupada's book, you're getting Shiksha from him, like this. Of course, you're reading Krishna's book, Bhagavad Gita. You're getting Shiksha from him, like this. So this knowledge, the transfer of knowledge in disciplic succession, this is the most important thing. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he came and he established this birthplace of Lord Chaitanya and he formed a society. What did they call it? The Vishva Vaishnav Raja Sabha. A big society. And many Vaishnavas joined this society. He started the idea of a big institution where people would work together cooperatively for the spreading of Krishna consciousness throughout the entire world. That was his vision, to spread this Krishna consciousness all over the planet. And he also wrote books in English that were put in universities in both the southern and northern hemisphere. He envisioned that the big society. That was his idea, to make a big institution. And it was followed by his son, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. You should understand that at the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the Vaishnavas, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they were mostly Babaji's, beggars. And they would just do their solitary bhajan. And so many deviations were there. They were not organized. Neither did they print any books. They were not scholarly. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he came to change all of these things. Therefore he began prolifically writing books. He would work in a job all day. He was working in job, making money. And he was a family man. He had so many children. And he would stay awake all night. He would stay awake late at night till the early hours of the morning, writing books and songs. He was writing so many beautiful songs, full of the pure teachings of Krishna, of Lord Chaitanya. And he wrote many wonderful books that were recognized by great scholars around the world, you know, like German Sanskrit scholars. They were glorifying him. And they asked him to do so many things. And he made the Bhagavad Gita. He had to put together Bhagavad Gita also with commentary by Baladev Vidyabhushan, I think it is. And he put his own commentary also. And he's done the translating for it. And he, of course, wrote very famous books. He wrote more than 100 books. And so many songs. And we are singing those songs like we're singing Jai Radhamadhav every day. Why are we singing these songs more than any other song? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur's books and songs are compared with Narottam Das Thakur's. Such wonderful songs that he wrote. And how important they are to us. We're singing these songs every day. You know? Even we sing in the evening a Santya Aarti, that Jaya Jaya Gaura Chanda Arotika Shobha. We are singing these things. And Jaya Radha Madhava. All these we're singing. And of course we have all the, you all know these songs like Ohe Vaishnava Thakur. And many of you, you sing these things every day. Like Gurudev Kripabindu Diya Koroe Dase Trinapeka Atihira. You worship your own guru with these songs. Or how much he has given to us. He works so hard. Therefore it says here, he has life. A life of hard work for the pleasure of Krishna. He didn't just sit and chant Hare Krishna. He did do that, but that was at the very few years at the end of his life. For a few years at the end of his life, he just did that Nirjan Bhajan. But the rest of the time he was always working so hard and establishing this Krishna consciousness. And he made this prediction also. He predicted that there will be a great personality who will come and he will establish this Krishna consciousness and temples all over the world. He predicted that. And of course we know that is Srila Prabhupada. So he made that prediction. But he is the original founding father of this idea of a big institution. Now some people say, oh, institution is not good, you know, because it will become, you know, very opulent. It will become very opulent and people will want to exploit it for their own sense gratification. But this is not an ordinary institution. This is not an institution that can be exploited. Why? Because this institution is centered on the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the main thing in our society. Is always the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. And where there is the chanting of the holy names of Krishna, there is Krishna. There is Krishna. So as long as the chanting is going on, there is Krishna. And also, this society is centered on Srimad Bhagavatam. Every day, we are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So, if you were hearing, say, with the chanting of Srimad, we chanted the verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, and we're studying Srimad Bhagavatam in the assembly of devotees and discussing and giving commentary. We're studying the commentaries of the acharyas, specifically our founder acharya, Srila Prabhupada. And in this way, how can this institution fail? It is the chanting of the holy name and the study of Srimad Bhagavatam. And also this institution is centered around the deity. In the temple, all of our temples, they have very beautiful deities. Of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, Radha Rasa Bihari, or Krishna Balaram, or Sita Ram, Lakshman Hanuman, Jagannath Balaram Sabhadra. So this institution, we're not just putting these deities here to collect some money. No, we put the deities here because we're developing love for Krishna. This is what this institution is, the chanting of the holy names, the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, and the worshipping of the deity. And also, it's based on Sadhu Sangha. The main thing of all our, I ask some people, I see they come to the temple, or they have come here from a distant place, or they even come from another sampradaya. They come from different groups, and they come to ISKCON. And I say, why have you come here? Why have you come to this ISKCON assembly? And they say, I came here for Sadhu Sangha. Because here, I'm going to get the association of devotees all the time. All the time. I can come here every day, and there will always be some festival. There will always be so many devotees. They're all chanting Hare Krishna very happily and dancing. They're all dancing like mad sometimes. Oh, I damage my leg seeing them because they're dancing so much. I also want to dance. Where do you get that? Where will you go? Where will you go? Anywhere. Where will you see the ecstatic dancing of devotees and loud chanting of the holy names of Krishna? Where will you go where you will hear Srimad Bhagavatam every day? Where will you go? Where will you see the deities so dressed so beautifully that when you look at them, oh, your eyes, you want to see more and more. And you come again and again. Oh, how beautiful. Today they are dressed like this. Tomorrow and the day before. Oh. And the festivals. Such beautiful festivals. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he envisioned a huge institution which is centered on these things. You should understand it. That this institution is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is why Srila Prabhupada calls this the Sankirtan movement, the Hare Krishna movement. It is the Hare Krishna movement. It's a society. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he began that to make a Vishnu, Vaishnava, Raja, Sabha, to make a society of devotees where they all work together. They're all working together for the pleasure of Krishna. They're not all just doing their own little thing here, little thing. No. We should all work together to spread this Krishna consciousness to every town and village of the world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was gathering big audiences. He was doing big programs. Many thousands of people were coming and he was speaking very strongly to them with complete conviction. If we work together, we will establish this Krishna consciousness all over the world. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was convincing so many people. And he worked. He wasn't just talking. He worked very hard. When he found that birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, it is said that he would personally go door to door with a bag in his hand, collecting money. Please give some rupees to build a temple of Gaura Vishnu Priya at the Yogpeet. He personally begged the money. He was going door to door. He wasn't just talking, he was going out. And at the same time, he's writing so many books. And he's holding a job. He's doing so many things. What kind of person is this? And then when you read his books, I like his books also. I like his books. I don't say I like them better than my guru's books, but I like them a lot. I like Harinam Chintamani. I like Jiva Dharma. I like Bhakti Loka. Chaitanya Shikshamrita. Sri Krishna Samhita. These books are wonderful books. Amazing. Absolutely amazing books. But you have to be scholarly. Devotee is not some sentimentalist anymore. Devotee becomes very scholarly. He reading so many books are there. And Prabhupada says, you must read these books. That was given by love. When they said to Prabhupada, should we translate books of previous acharya? Prabhupada said, yes, definitely. We wanted these books by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati also. For the devotees, so that you can be so absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And it's very scientific. Prabhupada was always saying this, a science of Krishna consciousness. For Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's the founder of this thing. He was meeting very educated people. There's many things, so many things he did, and we should try to study these things and understand them. But we should also work under the direction of Guru, of the devotees, because you may misunderstand some of the things that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said. He says some things which were applicable according to time and place when he was there. Like when you read Chaitanya Shikshamrita or Jiva Dharma, some things you're like, whoa, what is that? You know, like here writing about Raganuga Bhakti a lot. He writes a lot about Raganuga Bhakti. And we may misunderstand. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, his son, he did not push this Raganuga Bhakti like Bhaktivinoda Thakur did. He did not push that thing so much. No. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati pushed preaching. He wanted all the devotees to go out and preach. Because there is some misunderstanding sometime that devotees think that I'll do this nijam bhajan. You know, I'll just sit in ashram, in some kutir, and chant Hare Krishna. And then I will become very advanced. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur didn't do that. No, he worked. He worked very hard. Only at the last few years of his life, I think 4 years at the max, that he did that. Well, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was always like this also, that don't do this. You just preach. And you become more dear to Krishna by preaching. How is it so? But Krishna says this in Bhagavad Gita, that that person who gives this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, who gives it to others, is the most dear. Those who are the preachers are the most dear to Krishna. And Krishna says, there is no one more dear, nor will there ever be one more dear to me than he who preaches this message of Bhagavad Gita. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is the preacher of this modern times. He's a preacher of modern times. He's writing so many books, getting devotees all to work together, establishing places, temples, the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya and many other temples. And the government people, they liked Bhaktivinoda Thakur so much, they put him in charge of the temple of Jagannath in Jagannath Puri, because he regulated everything. He brought everything under control. They were not behaving, they were not doing proper worship. He got them doing the cooking properly and offering, doing everything on time. Also, if there was any trouble in some towns or some cities, he would go there and expose these so-called incarnations, yogis who are posing themselves and getting followers, doing so many nonsense things in the name of Krishna consciousness. So he would go there and expose them, like some yogi who has been exposed lately, put into jail. So he also would put them into jail. And people were afraid to oppose them. People were afraid. Therefore they would not stand up against these cheaters. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was standing up against anybody who was a cheater. He would fight them and defeat them. And his son, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he was also like that. If there was any deviation, they would speak. They are not afraid to speak the truth, even if it's unpalatable truth. You should not say that. He's a great person. No, he's a rascal. Oh, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was like that. He was very bold, strong. And his son, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, also was very bold and strong. And you see also, our Gurudev Srila Prabhupada, he's also very bold and strong. No compromise. And establishing a big institution with power, a lot of power. And that power is used in the service of Krishna. Most people, they say, oh, institution, whoa, very careful. It gets so much power. And then that power will be misused. Therefore, institution is not good. They will say. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Bhaktivinoda Prabhupada, they say, no, this institution is good. Because with this institution, we can preach very powerfully. Just look how it is coming up now. More and more temples as gorgeous as this. And people are coming by that. The lakhs of people are coming all over the world. Because devotees are understanding, alone we can't do anything. But if we work together, that's very strong. But how do we work together? It is this vision of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You just center your institution on the chanting of the holy names, on the worship of the deity, the Srimad Bhagavatam. Huh? This is a devotee association. All these things. Therefore, it cannot fail. As long as we have these things, it cannot fail. We will be successful. And this is all by the mercy of such a great soul as Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He is the preacher of the modern time. And therefore, he is like our grandfather. Yeah. He's the founder of this Hare Krishna movement. Yeah. And of course, we are coming in that line. We are coming in that line. So we want to get the mercy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we sing. We are singing his songs. And we are following in his mood. We accept his mood. Which is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is also accepting that mood. And our Gurudev Prabhupada has accepted that mood. We are not interested in becoming Babaji's. No, we're not interested. If I am to get Raganuga Bhakti, that will spontaneously come. I don't have to do any sadhana for that. The only sadhana I need to do is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. To chant the holy name offenselessly. To chant the pure holy name is the only sadhana I have to do. And automatically everything else will be okay. This is the sadhana of this Hare Krishna movement. To chant the pure holy name of Krishna. To be Trinadapi Sinichana. And to accept the mood of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and such acharyas like this. He is called a Sapta Goswami. The seventh Goswami. Because he's a householder, you may say. A married person. Had so many children. But look at what his books. Look at his books. Look at what he did. Look at what he did. He's not ordinary. Therefore, with great respect. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati has said this thing. To serve Guru with awe and reverence at a distance is not any good. You know, oh Gurudev, Gurudev. No. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, don't serve Guru like that. You should come close to Guru and serve with love and affection. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says like that. Not that you should serve at a distance, no. You should come close to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You should come close to Prabhupada. You should come close to their mood. You should accept their mood. and work together. Work together. Sankirtan. Jagya Sankirtanathaya Yujantihi Sumedasa. That if you're intelligent, then you will understand what is this Sankirtan. We chant Hare Krishna together. We hear Srimad Bhagavatam together. We worship the Lord together. And in this way, we are very happy, joyful. Joyful. And then when people see this Krishna consciousness movement like this, and Prabhupada would say, this ISKCON, this ISKCON is a society where there is no enviousness at all. That is a society where it's based on love and trust. And you may say, well, is it really? Is it really? And I say, yes, it is. Yes. Because that is the society of Vaishnavas. That is a society of Vaishnavas. Where they understand these things. They work together for the benefit of the entire world, for the benefit of all living beings. And they know that this will give Lord Krishna the greatest happiness. That is what will please Krishna the most. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has had that vision. He said that Prabhupada will come. He will establish it. And now, Prabhupada says, you just have to fit into this. Just work in cooperation. You just have to cooperate. Tolerate and cooperate. That's all you have to do. We don't have to think about ourselves so much. We just cooperate. And everything, they are planning so many festivals, so many book distribution, so many nice temples, so many management things are going on, so many we're working together. And in doing that, we are getting more and more happiness in Krishna consciousness. And the more happiness there is in Krishna consciousness, the more you are free from this material world. And Srila Prabhupada would sometimes say, we'll have an ISKCON also in the spiritual world. Of course, that doesn't mean like we'll be at, there'll be ISKCON GBC or something. No, what does ISKCON mean? ISKCON means that the association of Vaishnavas, where they're all working together cooperatively. We're just cooperating. We're working together. And in this way, it gives Krishna, because we're just cooperating with Krishna. We're cooperating with Lord Chaitanya. So on this day, I offer my most humble obeisances to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, to Srila Prabhupada, and I have some a little appreciation according to my capacity. It's only a little. But I appreciate the greatness of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and we'll come and we'll offer some flowers, some pushpanjali and all this, and we should try to read something more about Bhaktivinoda Thakur and remember him, and by doing so you get his association. Oh, hey Vaishnava Thakura, give me your association. I want your... So if you want the association of Prabhupada, if you want the association of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and all the acharyas, you just have to call out to them. You have to think of them. You have to hear from them. And immediately you get their association. You will get their association. Thank you very much. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai ko prema dam de. Would anybody like to make some comment on Bhaktivinoda Thakur? I can't hear you, I'm sorry.
Hare Krishna. So, in Odisha, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has a house before. And that is Chota Yani. You are there.
Yes.
So why don't you speak something about that?
Yes, that was the parental home of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That place had been in his family for a long time. He was born at his uncle's house or his grandfather in Bahem. But actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's Orissan. You just look at his face, he's not a Bengali. He's Orissan. And so they have this place, he has his traditional home. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was maintaining that place, taking some rent from there also. Yeah, Bhaktivinoda Thakur had some devotees there who were maintaining that. And it is said that one time he had heard that they were not taking care of guests. You know, because he had maintained some house, some ashram. And if any sadhus came, they could stay there. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur had heard that they were not making people welcome. They were not welcoming people to come and stay there. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur threatened to throw them out. They were the caretakers of that place. So he threatened to throw them out. Also, after the disappearance of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, those caretakers also again took over that place. So it took Fakir Mohan Prabhu, Professor Fakir Mohan, he researched, because he's a great devotee of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He has one library in Kendrapara called the Bhaktivinoda Library, where he collected books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And so when I came to Orissa, I think 1991, that Fakir Mohan Prabhu, I met him, he came to see Gaura Govinda Maharaj. They were old friends. Gaura Govinda Maharaj asked me to go with Fakir Mohan Prabhu and help him glorify Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So I went, and I was the first Western person to go to Choti Mangalpur. And I saw the descendants of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I saw his great-grandson, and he looked exactly like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So I had a picture of him, like, whoa. And so I went there, and we went to the local high school, and we put one framed picture of Bhaktivinoda Thakur there in Kendrapara, because he was the first high school headmaster of that school in Kendrapara. Also, we went to Cuttack, a law college, and we put one picture of Bhaktivinoda Thakur there because he is the first law graduate of Orissa. There were some others, there was some contention and so, no, it's this one, no, yeah. But according to historical books, he is the first law graduate of Orissa, like that. And so we did some program there, and I was chanting the pranam mantra of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and we were doing some kirtan, and Fakir Mohan Prabhu was very happy because I was a Western devotee, and for many people they had never seen, and I was glorifying Bhaktivinoda Thakur with Fakir Mohan Prabhu. So that and I saw that place. In Choti Mangalpur, you will see there is tamal trees there. Tamal trees grow there. And there was one very nice river. Clear water, you can drink. I don't know what it's like now, but I used to drink the water, sandy bank. Sand bank, river, flowing next to Choti Mangalpur. And there was one hilly area. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that was like Govardhan Hill. And that was like River Jamuna. And tamal tree is there. So is it like Vrindavan? So that idea, you have the farms, you're making, Prabhupada said you should also make like that. Also in the Western world, wherever the devotees have some land, they should make some govardhan, like this. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was doing there, in that native place. Okay? Now that land has come to ISKCON. Yeah, and that is Indradyumna Swami. And his disciples have just taken it over recently, and now they're planning to make a nice temple there. It's an out-of-the-way place. Very beautiful. Very beautiful place. But it's a bit out of the way. Yes, Prabhuji?
Hare Krishna. I have some comments. That Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was a magistrate, and the British government gave him very difficult task. There was one Phalgu Baba, and he was claiming as an incarnation of God, and he was cheating those people, and he was having some yoga siddhi. So when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur put him in the jail, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur's family members all became sick, and so much suffering, so much getting fever, difficult time come.
Yeah.
So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur understood that yogi Baba was having siddhi here. He was having long hair. So what he did, he cut off the hairs of the yogi. After cutting the hair, the yogi siddhi was finished.
Yes.
And then this Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's the relatives and family members, they recovered fast from the disease, fever, yes, and all other things. And that Yogi Baba died very soon.
Yes.
Who are cheating the people?
He only got 1 year or 1.5 year imprisonment. But he died. Soon as his hair was cut off, he finished. Like Sai Baba, very long hair. Yeah. Okay. Any other comment? Glorification of Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Srila Satchidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki. The appearance day Mahamahotsava Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Nitai Gaur Premanandi.